What's up, guys? Welcome back to Master Your Mindset Podcast, episode 76.
In this episode, we're going to talk about addition by subtraction. Let's make it happen. Doug Cooper once said, "We improve the quality of what we are doing by reducing the quantity of what we shouldn't be doing." Mr. Eckhart once said, "God is not found in the soul by adding anything, but by a process of subtraction." Henry David Thoreau, last quote, said, "The soul grows by subtraction, not addition."
Ugh.
So we're talking about, guys, addition by subtraction.
Yeah.
And so much as performers, we're trying to add on new stuff, mm-hmm. add on a new lift, add a new book, add a new tool, add a new tactic, this. But what if we remove the stuff that doesn't serve us?
Mm-hmm.
And I look at people when I'm doing a talk about culture. I'll say there are three types of people in the world: a minus, a zero, or a plus. Which one are you? Because sometimes we have minuses in our life that are negative, that are lazy, that make excuses, that hold us back.
Yeah.
But what about our habits? Have we pinpointed different habits and routines, whether we know it or not, that is impeding our ability to advance and grow?
Mm-hmm.
For example, if you eat a candy bar, but you try to balance, "Oh, I had a candy bar, so now I'm going to eat three oranges," you still ate the candy bar.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So what if we remove the candy bar
uh-huh.
and sub it with like a banana or an apple or an orange? See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or I think phones.
Uh-huh.
I think of social media.
100%.
I think of YouTube. Like,
mm-hmm.
what's the return, bro? What's the return?
Yeah.
You know, drinking soda, watching a lot of TV.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember, man, I was talking to someone. She was a receptionist. I was back in my old days selling catheters. I'm doing mastermind stuff full time now. But
let's go.
I was having a conversation. She's like, "Yeah, what are your plans for the weekend, you know?" And she's like, "I don't have a whole lot of plans." I was like, "That's great. Those are good weekends. Like, you don't have any shows to watch?" "Oh my gosh, I'm so behind on my DVR. I'm so behind. I'm going to have to catch up all weekend." I was like, "Man, imagine if you went on a walk instead.
Yeah.
Imagine if you read a book.
Yeah.
Imagine if you started writing in a journal. Imagine
yeah.
you know, if you took a course on mindfulness."
Mm-hmm.
Addition by subtraction.
Yeah.
So let's self-scout yourself, dude. What can you do to improve yourself by taking something out?
I've talked about this before, and I've challenged myself. I've been challenging myself about it right now, or lately, is taking out time from social media. I feel like I spend a lot of time on there, and I waste a lot of my day on there. And I could be much more productive with just, like, taking out even 30 minutes to start off of it would just be super helpful. And so I think that's a big thing that – and I'm obviously not the only one. That's really just this entire generation.
Yes.
Is being able to take off some time and subtract some time off of social media.
And what do you have to lose? That's my thing. What if you took a Sabbath, like one day a week, just
yeah.
do no social media,
uh-huh.
just start small
yeah.
and then slowly build, or just cut it back. Or when you go to bed at night, put your phone in a different room.
Yeah.
So you're not.
I actually put it on at 10:30, pretty much only the necessary apps are available. Everything else locks, which is a way to hold myself accountable.
Yeah, and it really comes back to this question: are you interested or committed?
Mm-hmm.
How bad do you want it? I mean,
yeah.
a lot of people are just interested, but they're not fully committed to do what it takes to sacrifice to be their best. And
mm-hmm.
I think the phone is an easy one. We have this, like, chemical addiction of dopamine, of constantly, you know, this FOMO, fear of missing out.
Yeah.
But what if we, instead of, like I said, a bad food that you're eating or, you know, whatever, what about if we stop comparing?
Mm-hmm.
What if we
mm-hmm.
remove over-judging? What if we try to remove you know, worrying about the future.
Yeah.
So addition by subtraction. So guys, this episode is short and sweet, but I think it's very powerful.
Oh yeah.
So do like an assessment of your life. Let's just pick one thing you can remove.
Mm-hmm.
We're not asking to add a bunch of stuff. We're asking what's this one thing you can take away that would make a huge difference to help you master your mindset and be your best self. Let's go, guys. If you like this episode, share it, screenshot it, put it on Facebook. TikTok? Are we doing TikTok, T-Money?
I don't know if we can get this there. But, no? You know,
okay.
You know.
On the gram, on Twitter. The gram. Yeah, let's share the word. Let's help people master their mindset, guys. The body has limits.
But the mind is limitless. We'll be right back.